Shame, you could contribute from Shkinte. We have the Chol Yisrael, Zohar, Parshas Vayakel, an excerpt from 200b, day 1. Kichu meitchem truma l'Hashem. Take from you a truma to Hashem. Vitem lekashem mila laicho. And if you'll say that it's something hard for you, call Nadiv Libo Yivya. Anyone who pledges his heart shall bring it. Ma'o Yivya, what does it mean? Bring it. Mehacha from here. Lift and we learn Razalat Slosa. A secret for prayer. Dvar nashta dochel amore, that a person that fears his master, makavan libe usei b'tzlosa, and he aligns his attention, his heart, and his will in the prayer. Askin tikuna dila eila. He rectifies, he fixes the rectification above. He's a supernal repairman. Munukmim has explained, Mesa b'shir and tushbachan, at first with songs and praises, the kamaran. As was said, Malachin Eloin Leila, the ones that were said, that are said by high angels above. When we say the Psukei de Zimra, the verses of the Psalms below, in this world, we're saying the praises that the angels say above to Hashem in heaven, and we connect with them. So Psukei de Zimra is in the world of Yetzirah, the world of the angels. It is even brought from the Orser Tefillah. He says that when a person is saying the Psukei de Zimra, he shouldn't, in general, stand, just look around, because his soul is actually in the world of Yetzirah. It's not honorable for him to be looking around at the angels and his happenings over there in that type of a way, something a little bit above him. So it was actually there at the time of saying Sata, and that arranging of the phrases that Israel says below, it referring to the Shechina, adorns itself as rectified in its rectifications. As a woman that decorates for her husband. Shekhinah is receiving all these surrounding lights and internal lights ready for the unification above to bring Hashem's honor into existence. Surah Tzlosa, Bahal Tikuna, Tzlosa Miyushav, and in the arrangement of prayer, and that rectification of the sitting prayer, which is used by the Zohar to refer to the blessings of the Shema, Askinu Ulem Ta'a. It's fixed her maidens, which means the worlds and the souls that come from the Shekhinah and the angels. And all those that are to her, all the hosts of heaven. They're all decorated with her. The bus is taknas after. It's fixed, kula, it's all arranged, we staldru, put in play, and everything's arranged. Kad motu la'emes v'yatsiv, when they come to then the blessings of the Shema, which is Emes and Yatsiv, Kedin, Kala, Mistakna, Ihi, Bulam Torah. Then the bride is fixed, she and her maidens. Ad Motu L'Gal Yisrael, till they come to the last blessing of the Shema, which is Hashem who redeems Israel. Kedin, Yitzrich, L'meikam, Kula, Al Kiyumayu. Then it's necessary for everything to get up in its rectification. You go from the world of sitting to the world of standing. From Bria to Atzilus. From the feminine aspect to the male aspect, the spiritual worlds above. Begin because the kadbar no shmati lemis viyatsi of the kula stalkin. Once a person reaches, when a person reaches, the blessing of emes viyatsi, and it all is fixed up, lam toa, not li law, vihi, the teals garmo, la gabi malka I law. Her maidens take her, and she takes herself to the high king. Given the matul of Gal Yisrael, once they reach the blessing of Gal Yisrael, kadin malka grisha I law, notul bedargoi. Then the high supernal king takes his levels. Means of making unifications already in the world of Tzilis. Venofik Kachabal Allah goes out to receive her, which means there's this Zeran Pnev Tzilis comes down to raise the Malchus up to it. Non Mekabi Balka Ilob, mean the Kaim Alki Umana, Vemisa Barada. And we need to stand in our endurance before the Supernal King in fear and trepidation. Nohakadin Ishit Yumina Ilgaba. Stand, he spreads his right hand out to her. Labasra smaller and afterwards left hand Shavi Lotchos Risha puts underneath her head. It means that the Chesed Zeran pin is going underneath the Chochma of Malchus. Labasra is Chab Gutavayu Kechadim Nishik and afterwards they are hugged together as one and kisses. Vila Ninun Tlaska Kadmaisa. These are the first three. The first three blessings of the Shemini Esrei. There is this unification between Zeran pin and the Malchus. Boy Banashi Shavo Libe Usei. It's necessary for a person to put his heart and his will and have intention, all those rectifications and arrangings of the prayer and every single blessing, every single word, to have intend his mind to Hashem and connect Fume Vilibe Use Kechada, his mouth and his heart and his will as one. All these levels. The most inner desire is the will, then of the heart, and then expressing through the mouth. Libe Ruse, and his heart and his will kechada, as one. Kashta de Malka Ilo Matronisa Inun Bihibura Bhedva Bhinun Shikin. Now that the supernal king and the queen in this unification and bliss and these kisses. Kisses mean the surrounding lights, the Zaran Prince giving to Malchus. Mandi Srich Le Mishal Shelton Yishal. One who needs to ask requests, let him ask. To Hakidin Shaita Lerusayu. But then it's a time of goodwill. Kevin the Shalbanush Sheltoi, Mikami Malchus Matronisa. Once the person asks his request before the king and the queen, Kadain Yaskin Game Bruse, then he fixes himself up with his will and his desire. Finish you. Then he fixes up his will and his desire. For another three blessings. To go further in semester. To awaken the hidden bliss. Because the simcha comes out, the unification, the joy. Because from those three, they're blessed with another attachment, a new level in the world above. The person should fix himself up to go before them. To put them in the hidden bliss of these three. For the last blessings of the Shemoneh Esrei. And there's a joy of thanking Hashem, of being in Hashem's presence. The world of Atzilus is a world of joy, as the Gemara says. Rim called on, despite all this, Yehebu say, it is broken, Tassoy, Minon, Bechon, Dechadu, Dechmira. Should be his will to be blessed, those below, from those blessings of bliss that is hidden. Then it means after Shemoneh Esrei, it's necessary for him to fall on his face. Rim said, Nafshe, give his soul over to Hashem in the Tachanun. So you have to go up so high in Shemoneh Esrei, the Rizal says we can go all the way down, to the side to raise up the fallen sparks. B'shaita dihi nakta nafshin v'ruchin, the time, Shri Shechina takes the souls and spirits, and brings the sparks out of the other side. G'din ihi shaita d'mimsa nafshi b'go, ina nafshin dihi nakta. It's necessary then to give soul over in these souls that she takes, which means those souls that are being taken out of the klipos, the person giving himself over to Hashem, it's necessary for him to, at that time, to have a mind to give his life for Hashem. And through this, he's able to have a magnetic energy to draw the sparks out and go bring them back into Kedusha, into the holy site. Because then it's the bundle of life as is fitting. It means the person is bound up into Atzilus, which is the place of eternal life. And he raises those sparks up also through his power of having damnation.